National Council of Jewish Women, Oral History 2, July 31st, 1974. Mildred Rubenstein, Jeanette Kelson interviewing Louis Reisenstein. Good morning.
The last time you were here, I neglected to tell you several jobs which were wished on me. Apparently, when there was any difficulty in the various organizations, I was the only guy nobody was mad at.
I often heard that.
And as a result, I became the first president of the YIKC.
What year was this?
Oh, gosh. I would think about 1960, around in there.
Was the building located in Oakland at that time?
Yeah. Of course, there was three branches and the Emma Kaufman Farm, making four units in the whole. Then I...
Describe the organization of the Y at that time when you were president.
Well, there was two organizations. There was the Irene Kaufman Center.
Which was where?
That was in initially down in the Hill District and then moved up to Squirrel Hill near Murray and Forbes. And subsequently,
Was the Y serving as a service to the community, the entire Pittsburgh community? Did it service the entire Pittsburgh community?
Yes, it was supposed to. And the result of the merger has been beneficial. Almost the same thing happened with the United Jewish Federation, and the that was at that time the United Jewish Fund, and the Federation of Jewish Philanthropies.
And you were very active in merging.
I was the first president of the merged organization, which was renamed the United Jewish Federation.
Whose idea was that?
Huh?
Whose idea was the merger?
It was what?
Whose idea was the merger?
Well, there was a bunch of us got together and said that...
Name some of the people.
Well, Lou Kaplan was one. He became my successor as president. Leon Falk Jr.
Did you have much opposition?
Huh?
Did you have much opposition?
Oh, there's always opposition.
And how did
you... But you don't pay any attention to it.
How did you arrive at a compromise?
There was really not too much compromise. We stuck to our guns and they went along. We had Hyman Rogal, who was in the Y up to his ears and was very jealous of the position of the Y and its capacity to carry on in the manner which she felt was proper. But we finally ironed them out.
What year was the merger?
I guess about 1961 or two, I'm not sure.
And you were the first president of the newly founded UJF, is that right?
Yeah.
And Louis Kaplan succeeded you into the presidency. Getting back to your interests at the Y, and that was really your first community service as president of the Y, is that right?
No, I'd been in several things before that.
All right, tell us
I'd
about
been,
this.
I'd been treasurer of the Montefiore Hospital, and...
And who was president at that time?
Leo Lehman. The hospital was a very interesting job. It wasn't a challenge that the others were, because the people, everybody's in favor of health care.
What was the health care like at those times?
What was it like?
Mm-hmm.
It varies not too much from what we have today, but of course the work has been broadened and intensified today over what it was then.
Did they have the clinic and the medical services available to all at that time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The hospital always had financial difficulties, and any well-run hospital always does.
As treasurer, you were well aware of those.
And how?
What other positions did you have prior to treasurer of Montefiore Hospital?
Well, I was on the board of several organizations. I think I told you the last time that I was active in the Rotary and was the president of the Carnegie Rotary Club. I was a member of the American Chemical Society, being a half-baked chemist.
Did you become interested because your brother-in-law, Dr. Silverman, was a chemist, or was this prior to the...
No connection whatsoever. I became interested in chemistry because of my
that
job.
That was your field.
I was working with Falcon Company, which was a chemical company.
Did you study chemistry on your own or in high school, or was this in your evening classes?
I had chemistry
classes?
In high school, but subsequently I took
the evening
night work in chemistry and business law and accounting.
Do you remember any of your school day friends or teachers?
I remember a good many of them. We had a 50th anniversary of our graduation from high school. And
when was this?
In 1965.
And this was from Allegheny. Was this from Allegheny High School?
Yeah. The surprised how many had passed along. I'm on gravy now because I'm 77.
That must
today. That isn't. That's usual.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of the classmates that were there that you remember? From high school.
Well, there was only two Jews in the class, Leon Talochko and Joe Levy, and one girl who was a half-Jew, Jeanette Baer. Her one parent was not Jewish, as I remember. I could be wrong, but I think that was the case. She didn't work at it very hard. Number of blacks were in the class were only two, and I understand the Allegheny High now is over 50% black. Shows how the change happened over 50 years.
Right. In contrast, again, as you're giving me the high school Could you possibly contrast the community in which you were raised politically and culturally with life today?
Well, of course, the community is much more conscious of Israel and its problems than they were when I was a kid. We never even heard of Israel because it didn't exist. And Palestine was a country that nobody did much about. Sure, they had a little push gate that you put a few pennies in.
Blue box.
And that was all there was to it. But incidentally, in connection with the UJF, I headed two of their drives, and the results were satisfactory, but we didn't raise the multi-million dollar sums that they're able to raise today.
There wasn't that real interest as we have today, is that what you're saying?
Well, there again, I took the job because nobody was sore at me.
You discussed the idea of the interest in Israel. What was your religious background as a young boy? Did you attend services as a young boy?
Well, I went to Rotor Sholem Sunday School. Dr. Levy, J. Leonard Levy, was a big influence on my life.
Now, wait, when you were a young boy in the North Side, you went to Rotor Sholem.
Yeah, I attended, my first Sunday school was on the old 8th Street Temple of Rotor Sholem, and before I became confirmed, they moved out to 5th Avenue in Moorwood.
Was religion in the home important to your family?
How's that?
Was religion important to your family?
I would say more to my mother than my father. My mother was always conscious of that I get to Sunday school on time and so forth. And she didn't have to urge me. One time I thought I wanted to be a rabbi, but Dr. Levy dissuaded me because I didn't know Hebrew, and he said something which I do not agree, no one should attempt to be a rabbi that didn't have an Orthodox Jewish background. And my family, from way back, were all Reform. It would indicate that he felt that Reform Judaism was something like a mule, couldn't reproduce itself.
That's very interesting. Did you observe the holidays as a Reformed family would? You observe the regular holidays in your...
Yeah, my mother had to wake my father up regularly on Yom Kippur.
As far as health and medical care during your youth?
I was head of the boys' club at the Y, and it was there that I started to run around with Florence.
How old were you?
Because
now we're, I assume, in the adolescent years.
I was about 22 or 23.
As a young boy, what was the recreation and fun of the time?
Oh, I was interested in entomology. I collected bugs. And I had a collection of butterflies and moths, but I also was a philatelist, and I have a fairly decent collection still.
You spent a lot of time outdoors then with your insects and bugs and camping and hiking.
I've had hay fever all my life, and still take allergy shots.
You met Florence, and you said you were spent time at the Y, the Boys Club. Is that right? What was the Boys Club?
It was. They called it the LR Club, E-L-A-R, after my initials, L-J-R. And I still meet some of the old boys of that club, and
who were
it's rather interesting.
Who were some of the boys that were in that club?
Well, the one I remember best that sees me most frequently is Nathan Frank.
Was it just a social group, or was there any purpose in the club?
What's that again?
Was there any reason for the club, or was it just a social...
Just to get the boys who were in a deprived neighborhood to give them a center location and so forth.
Did they have competitive sports?
Other?
Did they have any competitive sports? Did they have any...
No.
Was it basketball or
no.
It was just a good...
Social club.
Social club. How often did they meet?
Once a week.
And there were girls that were invited, or
no?
No
girls.
No? All right, well, where did you...
We were
where
too
did
young
you,
to have girls.
Where did you have social parties that they had girls coming down?
No.
No?
No women.
No women. Okay. You told me last time you met Florence because you were taking her to a party.
Yeah, well, I were invited to a party, and... I lived on one street, and she lived on the next street, and they asked me if I'd bring her. So I did, and that's how we started.
How long was the courtship before the marriage?
About 3 years. In the interim, while we had an interlude, while I went up to Minneapolis to study scientific baking and milling at the Dunwoody Institute, I was away from Pittsburgh for almost 6 months.
And Florence, did she go to school at, and where did she attend high school?
Neither of us were university graduates.
Where did she go to high school?
Peabody.
Peabody. What was the first job that you remember?
My first job?
Mm-hmm.
Well, at 17, I took a job with Falk Company.
Was that your first job?
First job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had ushered at the baseball games and earned a few cents. But
you're a sports bug,
huh?
Aren't you? Aren't you a sports fan?
More or less, I have a box at the ball game.
And you've enjoyed baseball and football.
I wouldn't say that I'm a fanatic about it.
All right, after that job with Leon Falk, what other jobs have you had?
Well, I had no other job. Every job I had was a successor to the
one. It was always in...
Yeah, it was Falk Company, then it became Falk Company Incorporated, then Falk & Company, then Pennsylvania Falk Chemical Company, then Pennsylvania Industrial. It just one succeeded the other.
What was the social life like during the courtship? When you and Florence went out, where did you go?
Oh, we went to movies, we went to Reamers afterwards to get a soda. We went to
parties.
What the kids do, today do, except we then, I didn't have a car, neither did she.
So you traveled by public transportation.
By a streetcar.
And those early years of establishing a home, we talked about that too last time. You were very busy raising your family and setting up a house. You mentioned the farm that you used to go to for your family vacations, and you spent a lot of
time. Wasn't a vacation.
It was a home.
You'd go out. Florence's family went out to the small house they had built out there in the summer, and I did some of my courting out on the farm.
Uh, You mentioned two of your hobbies. Do you have any others? You mentioned the ones.
Oh, I do a lot of reading.
And your gardening?
And gardening, as you can see.
What do you like to read?
Huh?
What do you like to read?
What do I what?
What do you like to read?
Oh, for relaxation, I read detective stories, but I do manage to read most of the bestsellers. I'm right in the middle of Gulag Archipelago.
Nigeria.
I just finished The Life of Thomas Jefferson.
We talked about the Y briefly, and do you still go to the Y? Do you still attend
there? I'm still a member of the health club, but I don't go anymore.
And the concert series? Do you attend any of the concert series?
No, I haven't gone to the concerts in several years because I got hard of hearing. It was no pleasure to sit there and strain your ears.
Has the building changed much since the time when you were president?
You mean the Y building?
Mm-hmm.
Not a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
They've done some redecorating and painting and so forth.
Mm-hmm. How about the impact of depression?
My life?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't immune to it, that's for sure. But all you could do is cut your suit with the cloth you have. And during the Depression, I cut my salary, but never reduced the pay of our help.
How did Prohibition affect you?
How did Prohibition? Didn't affect me at all. I don't drink.
Oh, no problem. What were your relationships with your employees? You mentioned.
Well, I've been away from Carnegie now for over 20 years, and they still call me up when they have problems. So that's the answer to the question.
In your professional life, you've met several people that you still maintain friendships with and see regularly on a regular basis?
Well, you make friends, you don't lose them very easily. But I don't see as much of them as I used to.
Your social activities still pretty much center around the same friends that you've had as you were?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets stuck with me, they can't get unstuck very well.
How do you view your accomplishments, successes, and failures? How do you view your accomplishments, successes, and
I don't think
I've
done anything that anyone else couldn't do under like circumstances.
Could you contrast Pittsburgh today with Pittsburgh yesterday, socially, culturally, politically, and environmentally?
Oh. That's a lot. That'd take a day to answer that in detail. But I would say that there has been some improvement over the last 25 or 30 years. I think our morality is somewhat better. The kids don't seem to run around as much to sporting houses as they did when I was a kid. It always irritated me. Dr. Levy started a club which he called the Black and White Club, in which you promised not to go out with girls until you're ready to marry. I don't mean go out with girls, I mean to have intercourse. When I found that some of the older boys didn't pay any attention to that, Jacob Davis and I started a new another club, which we called the New Club of Pittsburgh, which took the boys who agreed with our viewpoint that we weren't going to be hypocrites. Subsequently, that became a branch of a social fraternity called Hey Raish, H-A-I-R-E-S-H, and that died by the wayside then.
It certainly is a prettier city that we live in. It certainly is a prettier city that we live in today. The downtown area as compared with the early years of Pittsburgh. Now you mentioned Carnegie. Is that where your business was?
That's where our factory was.
I see. And how does that, which is a small community, how was it?
Well, that's
why
I became the head of the community chess drive out there, and have been on the advisory board of the community chess ever since, and that's how I got interested in the Rotary Club out there.
Are there any other areas that we have not covered that you'd like to tell us about? There's so much in the life of Florence that we could profit by, and there's so much that you could tell us about her activities.
Oh, there is. I don't think we've missed very much. When you, in these interviews, when you tell certain things, it looks as if you're trying to pat yourself on the back.
No,
and that's exactly what I don't want to do.
I think you're telling me the facts.
You're being extremely modest.
I understand the new school, the middle school that's being built on Penn Avenue is going
across
to
from Near Point Breeze. It's being named after Florence.
Yes.
And I was greatly touched by the development. I had no idea they were going to do it. Dr. Jerry Olson called me up and said he wanted to see me and got to get my permission. Of course, I was very glad to okay the project. I'm having a painting made of Florence to hang in the entranceway.
It looks like a very beautiful building, very large building.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to hold around 600 or 700 middle school-age boys and girls.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a large school. We discussed some of the...
It's very proper that that should be called after Florence, because she was always fighting for equal rights for...
How did she become interested in this? How did she become interested in this particular?
Well, she was naturally sympathetic to the underdog, and I supported her in that as best I could. Sometimes I think she went too far, but that's why it makes horse races.
As a young girl, was she interested in these projects?
Well, she came under the influence of Dr. Levy, as I did, and I believe that his influence on both our lives was very great in connection with our social and religious responsibilities.
In other words, he guided both of you.
How's that?
He guided both of you.
Yeah.
Nice. At first, did she find much opposition?
Oh, you always find opposition. The status quo is the easiest thing to do. And her battle for the underdog was a continuous one up to the time she died.
What are some of the organizations that she was most active in?
Well, the Community Relations Council, the Human Relations Commission, both city and state, the National Organization of Officers of that type of organization. I'm trying to think of the name of it and I can't.
She spent a great deal of time.
How's that?
She spent a great deal of time in meetings.
A great deal of time and money.
And she probably had a lot of meetings in your home.
Yeah, we had a lot of them. Every year, she would have a meeting here and serve lunch to the advanced gift givers of the bond organization. She was on the bond board, as I am and still am. Every year since she died, I give a luncheon for the advanced gift givers, and every year we collect more for Israel bonds.
Did you and she travel much?
Yeah, we did a lot of traveling. We went all through South America on company business, and I took her along at my expense. And then subsequently, I made a trip around the world. She liked fishing too, and we went up to Canada fishing each summer for 10 days or so.
Did you spend any time in Israel?
She was there four times, and I was there three times. The first time she went with her sister, Mrs. Sadie Alder, and then she left Tel Aviv, and I met her at the Rome airport. Then we went through Europe and home. I built up the Pennsylvania industrial foreign business, so it was a plus factor in our overall profits, and also a factor in our sale to Pennsylvania Industrial, the Hercules.
So when you traveled, you combined business with pleasure?
With pleasure, I combined business. Generally not, but in these two cases, I did.
You did. Is there something special you'd like to tell us about those years when you were traveling?
Well, of the countries which we visited, we went through North Africa and Europe on one trip. On this next trip, we went through Hawaii, Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Manila, Singapore, Bangkok. Then we flew down to Sydney, and that's Australia, and Auckland, New Zealand, and then back up to Calcutta, and then across drove across India. There was a war at that time between Pakistan and India, and we couldn't go by plane, so we had a car and made the trip, and we saw the terrible degradation and poverty of the rural Hindus. It's almost unbelievable.
You have covered every corner of this earth.
I've never been behind the Iron Curtain.
But you've seen every country other than that.
Tehran was interesting. That's the capital of Persia, of course. And we got permission to go to the treasure room of the Shah, and you see buckets and containers full of diamonds and pearls and rubies and emeralds, sapphires. Almost unbelievable. The only place that could approach it was the Vatican treasury in Rome.
How do you view Pittsburgh's Jewish life and its place in the general community now?
Well, I think that the Jews of Pittsburgh, under the direction of the UJF, have more than held up their end nationally. And I feel that it's improved over the last 50, 60 years.
It's improved greatly, hasn't it? In what ways?
We had some excellent paid leaders in UJF. I think Bob Hiller was terrific. And
you didn't have paid workers when you first started, did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. And Jerry Soroka does a good job.
Other than good leadership, what other improvements are there in the UJF today?
Oh, it's hard to say.
Do you think there's
it's
more?
It's like cutting a dog's tail off a little piece at a time so it doesn't hurt much.
Do you think there's more pride in the Jewish family today and community?
What's that?
Do you think there's more interest in the Jewish community today?
Am I more interested?
No, as the entire community is more interested in
it. Yeah, I think they are. The testimony of that is the sums of money that they're able to raise. I think in proportion to population, we're third in the United States.
Do you still attend many of these committee meetings?
Yeah.
How much time do you spend going to
meetings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, too much, I think.
How do you spend your time with all of your activities?
I go to the bank once every couple of weeks for a meeting. Up to the time of the merger, I went every week to Clareton, but I don't do that anymore because of the merger. And
which merger? Which merger are you talking about?
The merger of Pennsylvania Industrial Chemical into Hercules.
I see.
I try to go to most of the board meetings of UJF.
And they're held regularly.
And some of the hospital board meetings. I'm a life member of both boards.